This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I wish I could give you better news, but I think you know the truth. The path toward victory is virtually impossible.
That's the best news I've ever heard.
I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful. And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Unfortunately, President Trump is still not moving very quickly. President Trump still not moving very quickly.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction.
I call it the make work checklist, and I know I'm locked in a basement.
Now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out
who's your captain? Howie Carr.
He's not getting out of the way and let the scientists make the judgments.
Dr. Birx and I spent a considerable amount of time going over all the data to extend this mitigation process, and the president accepted it.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Checking on oil again.
Oil?
Yeah.
Where is it today?
I was wondering if you...
No, where's the price? Give me the price.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the price?
You're so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
I'll look it up for you.
Okay, let me do somebody else.
Yes, good, on we go.
He accuses you of hastening the demise of the Postal Service.
I'm the reason the Postal Service has lost billions of dollars every year for many, many years. I'm the demise. This is the new one. I'm now the demise of the Postal Service.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And that sound cut about the Postal Service reminds me of what Homer Simpson said about donuts. Is there anything they can't do? Is there anything Donald Trump can't destroy?
It reminds me of Newman in Seinfeld when he's explaining why people go postal. The mail, it never stops coming.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
He's truly Lex Luthor.
Yeah, but Lex Luthor had no hair. That's the difference.
That's true. And that's his hair is a work of art. Taylor, what did you call his hair today?
I called it a tribute to architecture.
Yes. The only thing that brings him down is the wind, Howie, I've noticed. He must, you know how some people get up.
He's admitted that.
But you know how sometimes you get up and you think, oh, I hope it's not raining today, or I hope it's not cold. I bet he gets up and checks the wind report.
It's right on the weather. You know, most people are looking for temperatures or whether it's going to rain. He looks at that last column over there with the wind,
yes,
the wind speed. Anyway, 8.44.
Anything over 8.4 miles an hour is a no-go. Can't do it. Got to stay indoors.
You know, we're thinking of doing something new here at the Howie Carr Show. And it is so funny every day with these stupid questions at his press conference. The press conference starts in about an hour from now. And every day, the questions are just so dumb and nasty and rotten. I thought that maybe between me, among Grace and Taylor and I, we could pick out the dumbest question of the day and just let you know in this time period every day what in our opinion the dumbest question of the day was.
Now, wait, Howie, I know the question from yesterday.
Oh, of course.
Can I say it?
Yesterday was a no-brainer.
Yes.
Go ahead, Grace. Set it up. Set up yesterday's dumbest question.
Was it the guy who was going to ask about the price of oil and didn't know the price of oil? I just have to say, for the guy who calls in and calls me balloon head, I think even he would admit that these reporters make me seem like a brainiac.
I'm just, you know, in some ways, Grace, as horrible as this whole thing is, I'm grateful for the programming genius of this thing. That question was done live on our show in real time.
I know, it's crazy. And the thing about it is, Howie, is that it'd be one thing if you were going into an interview, let's say with an author or someone, where it's a very warm interview and they're trying to push something and you're helping them and you can make a couple mistakes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've all done interviews like that where you're trying to, you know, help the person get along. You don't know everything about it. But if you're going into a press room and it's the most contentious relationship I've ever seen between the press and the president, don't you come with your ducks in a row? Don't you say, well, he's going to be just as fiery towards me as I am towards him. They come in thinking they're untouchable. They can say whatever they want, and he has to know everything. It's like, I love this now. I wish he would turn it, and Howie, I'm going to give you an example here. I wish he had turned it around on Peter Alexander when Peter Alexander kept saying, what do you tell Americans who are scared right now? That was the same thing. I wish he had turned it around to him and said, Peter, what do you tell your family when you go home? You tell them we're all going to die? Like, what do you want me to say? And I love that he turned it on that kid yesterday. I don't know his name. And just said, no, I really want to know what the price of oil is. And let's play right. That, Taylor. It was so beautiful.
I got to find it now. I didn't know you were looking for
cut,
it.
Cut 22. Cut 22.
Thank you.
Through the roof. So, you know, hopefully they're going to vote for the right candidate. Yeah, please.
Hey, I was just checking on oil again today. I was wondering.
If, oil?
Yeah.
Where is it today?
Well, I was wondering if you.
No, where's the price? Give me the price.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the price?
I'll look it up for you.
Okay, let me do somebody else. Go ahead.
Oh, so cringe.
How about this? What he said, I want to check on the oil. And if after he didn't know the price, the president would say, oil, you're down a quart.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe two.
Howie, it gives me flashbacks to when you didn't know the answer in school and the teacher just makes you feel like a moron. Oh, it was so cringeworthy. But I'm loving this. I'm loving this new angle of putting it back on them because they don't. And you could say, for example, you could say, well, they're not the president. But the way they're asking him these questions, he's right. It's in such a nasty way that I think they have it coming. So now it's like, it's all fair game. Now they're going to have to step it up. And some of these people, they're reading the questions off their phone. They're not ready. It's a disaster.
I know. I just, to give you some indication, and you can call in, or you can text in to us or email us, whatever. You know, when you see a stupid question during the press conferences, and just let us know. We're gonna be making the ultimate decision. It's not like it's gonna be a poll question every day, but just this is a game we can all play together. So here's a question from this woman, Yamiche Alexander. He's had a couple of run-ins with her, but this was one of her stupid questions. Again,
Alcindor.
Okay, Alcindor. I
How dare you?
Is she related to Lou Alcindor? more popularly known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Anyway, here's her stupid question. This would have been the winner a week or so or 2 weeks ago. Cut 38.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two questions. The first is, you've said repeatedly that you think that some of the equipment that governors are requesting, they don't actually need. You said New York might not need 30,000. You said it on Sean Hannity's Fox News. You said
why don't you act in a little more positive? It's always trying to
get you. My question to you
is. Get you. And you know what? That's why nobody trusts the media anymore.
How is that going to impact?
Excuse me, you didn't hear me. That's why you used to work for the Times and now you work for somebody else. Look, let me tell you something. Be nice. Don't
Mr.
be
President,
threatening.
My question
Don't
is...
be threatening. Be nice.
I agree. Can't we all be civil? I've never heard people talk to the President of the United States like this. What was the biggest question they used to give Obama? Some people are describing this as your best day ever. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? And they're coming at this guy like he just murdered somebody. It's bizarre. I've never seen anything like it. Howie, I wanted to give a note here for the squad because I think they're having a tough day. Bernie is out of the race, and Donald Trump tweeted today, I don't see AOC and the three other members of the squad backing Joe Biden, and I don't either. So they don't have an
Rashida
island.
Was it Tlaib or Omar that said they were not going to support Joe Biden flat out?
Oh, really?
Yeah, this was a few months ago.
I think
Ayanna, our own local gal in the squad from Dorchester, she was always with Elizabeth Warren. So the squad wasn't monolithic in their idiocy. Some went with a different idiot than Bernie Sanders.
But I feel as if they are monolithic in the fact that Joe Biden is not their candidate, Howie. I would say that that's pretty sure.
Did you get that cut I was asking you for, Grace?
Of course I did.
I'd like to hear it. This. Joe Biden sometimes loses his train of thought in stating the obvious now, but here he does it, I think, three times. Is it three times, Grace, in
you know
like
what?
15 seconds?
We can count as we go.
Okay.
It's the last one, Taylor, I put in.
But look, it's been done. We're going to get the election results in about another week or so after this. I forget the date, the 13th. And I think if there was an election, if people, depending how many showed up, I think I will have done well. But who knows?
Who knows? Isn't that so true right now? Who knows,
comes the
Joe?
Recurring question. Can we quote you on that, Mr. Vice President?
We'll have to listen to
Who
it
knows?
A few times. Howie, I described Joe Biden because I watched the entire PBS interview he did. I described his way of speaking. You know when you're skiing and you know there's going
to
be...
No, I don't know what it's like to ski, Grace. I really don't.
Well,
but
some people,
explain it to me, please.
Some people will get this. If you know you're going to hit like a flat surface for a while, you try to gain as much speed as you can at the beginning to coast through the sentence. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. He gains speed and he starts off really strong and then he peters out towards the end and starts to kind of go into the galaxy and you don't know where he's going with it. But he starts off confidently and it's watching him is nerve-wracking because I'm thinking, oh, I hope he remembers what he's saying right now. And 90% of the time, he doesn't. He ends up going somewhere totally different. And the worst part is having to watch Chris Cuomo pretend that he knows what he's saying. Like, he's kind of nodding along. Like, oh, yeah, okay, sure thing. And his little T-shirt and his sad face that he's got on.
And by the way, Chris Cuomo still won't say whether he's taking the anti-malarial drug that nobody on all the doctors, all the physicians on CNN say is a quack medicine that it's a fish tank cleaner that Donald Trump wants to kill Democrats with.
Yeah, no.
But I have a feeling Chris Cuomo is taking it, don't you, Grace?
I don't want to make any presumptions here, but I will say, I think the mainstream media hates the anti-malaria drug more than they did al-Baghdadi. Let's just put it that way. Bigger fans of al-Baghdadi than this hydrochloroquine.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, it's just insane, Howie. But Bernie Sanders has officially dropped out of the race. The stock surged after Bernie dropped out. Again, not trying to presume that there's any correlation there. When the socialist candidate drops out. And when we get back, Howie, I have a really interesting story. We know people are panic buying for a lot of different things, but this is something that you might have seen this out in the New York Post, but this is something people are panic buying that I did not see coming.
All right. That's our tease. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or your family's music.
Or your boss's music in the car. You definitely don't want to hear that.
In these times of close confinement and solitary quarantining, you need more than ever Raycon earbuds. Those are my favorite earbuds. I am spared. I can listen to Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts, in some of his great saxophone solos from the 1940s.
Such a talent.
Raycon wireless earbuds are the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Senators Cruz and Rubio say the mainstream media is gleefully reporting the ongoing pandemic. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
100% yes.
99% say yes, they agree.
Oh, wow. Guys, this segment is brought to you by Boomer Naturals. If you want to go to HowieKarsha.com and click on the big banner, you can try Boomer Naturals. They're CB5 supplements, very similar to CBD without the cannabis. Go to HowieKarsha.com, click on the Boomer Naturals banner, and enter code word Howie at checkout. Howie.
You know what's not getting a lot of play, though, today is the model that they've been using has gone from a maximum of 2.2 million to 100,000 to 240 to 81,000 on Monday. You know what it's down to today, Grace?
What?
62,000.
Wow.
Which is about what it is in a bad flu year. 62,000. Are there any breaking news alerts on the model? No, of course not.
Howie, you were just talking about
Cruz's and Rubio's point. Go ahead.
You were just talking about music, and I actually have a little song that I wanted to play in honor of Bernie Sanders finally dropping out. Hit it, Taylor.
I think Taylor had a better one with Bye Bye Bernie, or Bye Bye Birdie.
There's just so many. Bye 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 in sync. I mean, you can't go
wrong.
By the
way, congratulations to Grace. Her column from the Sunday Boston Herald was retweeted by Mr. Speaker Newt Gingrich.
I was so excited, Howie, because usually when I get a blue check mark to retweet my column, it's because I specifically asked them to. And I don't even know Mr. Speaker. I'm not even familiar with Newt Gingrich, as far as I don't have any contacts with him. So I think he just stumbled upon it and retweeted it, and it already has 8,000 likes. He is officially my new hero. Speaking of that, Howie, I think that along with doing the dumbest question, we could also do maybe weekly the hero of the week and play a little Mariah Carey, the hero song, because there's always a hero who emerges out of these press conferences who's then tweeted about hashtag we love John Carl.
How does Mariah Carey's version go?
I'm not, you know, there's a lot of people. No,
we'll do it in a break. During a break, she can give it to us, Taylor.
Yes, okay. We don't need to. People are in distress right now, Taylor. They don't need anything added on to that. So I teased the story, Howie, before the break. People are reportedly panic buying baby chickens.
Baby chickens?
Yes.
McKay down here, he works at Publix in Lake Worth. And he said his guess was ketchup.
Oh.
Because he says ketchup, they can't keep it on the shelves in Lake
really?
Worth.
That's yeah. so weird.
Everyone's trying to spice up their bland freezer food, but ugh, I can understand
ketchup.
buying the chickens. Have you seen the price of eggs?
Yeah, I have seen. Yeah, I did see that. The price of eggs has tripled.
I paid over $6 for a dozen eggs the other day.
Mm. When,
and they, I almost these, fell on the floor, but I didn't want to break the eggs.
These even were. I assume these weren't organic eggs, or then you know. I mean, organic
no, they
eggs
were,
have
they,
always
they were
been,
organic eggs.
Well, at that point,
they've
if
always
you're paying
been
more than
$5, though,
you might
but
as well
we
go organic.
We weren't paying that much. That's a lot.
Taylor, well, with the organic eggs. Look at you.
My wife.
Last fall, I was buying, last fall, I was buying them at Market Basket. If the mailroom manager wasn't looking, I was buying the non-organics for, I don't know, like 90 cents, maybe?
Wow, 90 cents?
Yeah.
Lordy, lordy.
All right.
Thank you, Howie.
We'll be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And there's more bad news from the courts today. This is one of the ripple effects of coronavirus. It's a never let a crisis go to waste, as the left says. And all these George Soros backed and George Soros type groups are trying to get prisoners out under the guise of they're in danger in the prisons and the jails of the United States of America. So they have to be set free. And this is at the same time that law-abiding citizens who try to ride a wave in California or try to walk around without a mask somewhere or go to try to get a drink after hours, after curfew, they're being locked up. So the latest thing that's happened is a federal judge in Boston has ordered the release of detainees deemed by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to be a danger to the community. And these were a group of illegal aliens that were being detained in Bristol County, which is the southern part of Massachusetts. And they've been released by a federal judge due to coronavirus concerns. And it's just ridiculous. So we have on the line with us now the sheriff of Bristol County, Tom Hodgson, who is a supporter of President Trump's. He's a Republican, and have you had to release these illegal aliens yet, Sheriff Hodgson?
Howie, we actually have, and unfortunately, yesterday, according to the court order, we released one of the three that the U.S. Attorney's Office had, you know, pleaded with the judge not to release, and he overruled them. One of the individuals that we released is somebody who is convicted of robbery, rape, assault resulting in serious bodily harm, and possession of stolen items in the UK. And he's been released. And
where does he go? Where does that guy go? Does he?
Well, he was picked up by his family. We transfer them up to be processed out of the ICE facility in Burlington and
Burlington, Mass. Yeah,
got yeah. It. And so at that point, I'm told his family member came, picked him up, and off he's gone. Now, of course, the U.S. Attorney went back in and tried to convince the judge not to do it. The judge said, "Okay, in this one case, I will reverse my order." Unfortunately, it's too late. The guy's gone. And the other thing is,
typical, isn't it?
We're up to 18 now. As of today, we now have 18 that have the judge has ordered released. And, keep in mind, Howie, not all these people have anywhere to go with family. They don't have any support. They could be, you know, out in the community if they're involved with gangs or involved with drugs. They're going to get back involved with it again. And not only that, of course, you know about the SJC ruling, and we just had a case Monday where a woman who is been being held here on charges of murder with no bail was had her bail reduced to $5,000. She had someone come here and pay her $5,000, and she's out in the community somewhere.
Is this an illegal alien, or is this an American citizen?
No, this is actually a citizen. This is someone that was in our facility here for waiting trial on murder, and has been released.
So I'm just looking at the Herald story here, and from my newspaper, the Boston Herald. Among the detainees released Tuesday from your facility, Sheriff Hodgson, include a Haitian national who's been arraigned in Massachusetts 48 times on various offenses, and a Sierra Leone citizen with 13 convictions, including 4 for violating an abuse prevention order against women. You think he's going to observe the new guidelines about social distancing, considering he's known to be abusing women?
Well, exactly, Howie. And, you know, we just had another one. One of the others, I think, that was just ordered released today is somebody that committed a rape on an elderly person. This is the most outrageous injustice to the people of this county, this state, and the country to be. And we have, and what's really even more amazing about this, Howie, is that we've been at this for over a month with COVID-19. We have no positive COVID-19 people in our facility.
And how many people do you have in the PPD. How many people you have in the jail?
We have a total of about close to 900 in our facility. That includes detainees and the regular inmates. But keep in mind, think about the veterans home where they've lost 15 people who died
in Holyoke. There's going to be an investigation by the state attorney general on that. Yeah,
Right. And you but if you think about this, these people are so focused on the jails where we have so much control, direct medical attention. We're at 56% of our capacity. We can move people. We have protocols in place. If somebody did get it, we don't fortunately have anybody that has. And most of the county facilities don't. So if we don't have it, and this is supposed to be the big Petri dish, it makes you sort of realize that, wait a minute, this isn't really about that, because you don't have enough to show that anything's really happened here. It's more about advancing this political agenda. And sadly, these groups have gotten into the courts and used it to weaponize the people of our communities.
Yeah, I'm just looking.
And if I could, Howie, just to give you a sense of today's releases, one person was in assault with intent to kill, with property damage, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. We have one OUI. We have another one, larceny and drugs, elderly rape, domestic violence, assault and battery.
And I also
who are walking back to your community in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's insane, and
yeah,
and they're being released. They're being released from a facility where there are no people testing positive for COVID-19 into communities where, I mean, it may not be a major problem, but some people are testing positive for COVID-19. So it makes no sense on any level, does it? Except
right.
for advancing a political agenda.
Right. And how we think about this, if they're people who have drug issues, right, they're going back into the community, they're going to start feeding their drug habit again. And they're going to be not only out there with a compromised immune system, they're going to be out there with impaired judgment, walking into stores, walking up to people because they have no clue what they're doing, and actually being these sort of freelance walking virus carriers that we've been trying to protect the people of our communities from coming in contact with.
Yeah.
I mean, are we representing here?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand why these judges. I mean, you know, if Judge Young felt that I'm just looking at this guy, the guy that you were mentioning earlier. He had this record in the United Kingdom. He's a Jamaican national, an illegal alien, Jervis Vernon, and now he's vanished. And I mean, if Judge Young thought that it was such a good idea to release Jervis Vernon, convicted in the United Kingdom for rape, robbery, and assault, why didn't he offer to take custody of Jervis Vernon and protect him from the ravages of this disease? How come none of these judges want to put their money where their mouth is and take in some of these poor unfortunates? Cocaine traffickers, domestic abusers, elderly woman rapists.
Yeah, and it's judges that put these people in here for the reason that they didn't believe they belonged out in the community and that they needed to be held. So why suddenly, when this virus takes place, look, I'll bet you dollars to donuts if you looked at the entire system of the sheriff's offices that going over last year's annual flu, we had a heck of a lot of people probably that were infected by the flu more so than they would have been the coronavirus, right? You know, and now they've blown this thing out to be, this is a good reason why we should release people, because maybe there could be a pandemic. But people don't understand the degree to which we have protocols in place. We're vigilant. We sanitize our places. These inmates know about distancing, all this stuff, and we have the control to make sure they do it. Most of these people, when they get out, they didn't come from a place where they really understood boundaries. So what do you think they're going to do after they've been in a place where there's total control, and then you give them a chance to step outside?
Another point, the job market doesn't exist right now. The unemployment has suddenly skyrocketed. Where are they going to work?
Well, not only that, where are they getting? Here's the real important thing, in addition to what you just said, which is they don't have jobs when they get out. But more importantly, if they're feeding their drug habits when they get out, they're not going to stop feeding their drug habits. So where do you think they're going to get the money? Right?
Are they going to? When you mug somebody, do you think they're going to observe social distancing when they mug somebody
exactly.
do a home invasion? There is one positive point here, Sheriff. Most of these people that you had to release, a lot of them are used to wearing masks.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that.
Well, no, but I hear you. And honestly, I know you were joking, but it is the truth. I mean, it is something that the people ought to be very, very concerned about. They're scared enough about going into a grocery store and maybe contracting the virus. I mean, you may have heard, Howie, about the guy in Utah they let out. 2 days after he got out, he broke into an elderly woman's home. He went upstairs, tied her to the bed, had a big, huge serrated knife holding it over her. She started screaming. A family member called the cops. And fortunately, they were able to apprehend the guy. But how many people, if that guy had contracted the virus since he's been out, how many people would he have affected? Just that one, never mind the thousands now that they're trying to let out of jails to walk around your neighborhood. How many people will be impacted?
It's so outrageous that even the district attorney of Suffolk County, Boston, who's been involved in a lot of these attempts to release prisoners, Rachel Rollins, she's trying to get a guy brought back into jail that was released, an American citizen, who's charged with murder, and he has 5 drunk driving convictions, and he's been named as a career violent career criminal, and they let him out. And he's done 13 defaults, and the district attorney wanted to set bail at $11,000. He said he could come up with $11,000. The judge said, "Oh, just let him go on personal recognizance."
Yeah, and you know, if Rachel Rollins is saying that she wants somebody brought back, and she's been promoting along with the Middlesex district attorney letting people out, that really ought to tell you something, that she wants somebody back. This is just lunacy, and the people of Massachusetts ought to be outraged. The people of the country ought to be outraged, frankly, with this going on at the federal level.
Because as you said, this is going on around the country. Every group of every ACLU public defender type group in all 50 states is trying the same stuff that they're trying in your jurisdiction.
Yeah, and they've been doing that. They've been doing it even before the COVID-19 issue. We've had protests up here. We had them up here 2 weeks ago, driving up and down about 30 or 40 cars for close to 45 minutes or an hour, just riding up and down the street in front of our jail, beeping their horns with their signs. At a time, they were all supposed to be, social distancing, and they got 2 and 3 in a car, right? And so they'd be wanting us to release all the ICE detainees. So this is a serious problem that I just want to tell you something, though, Howie. Thank you for always taking the time to get the issues out there so people, because otherwise people wouldn't understand how serious these things really are. And I don't know what we'd do without you giving people the opportunity to get on and just tell the truth about what's really happening so that the average person can understand the depth of the problem and how
Thank
it
you.
Impacts them.
Thanks.
Directly.
Thanks for saying that, Sheriff. I just hope when you let these guys go, you'll be issuing them some nice new masks that they can wear as they go back out into the workforce.
Yeah, well, we'd give them the face masks that everybody should be wearing, but I would have to tell you that probably would not be something that they would be kidding putting on.
All right, Sheriff Tom Hodgson of Bristol County, thanks, and thanks for doing the job you do, or trying to do the job you do. It's you certainly have a lot of roadblocks put up in your way, but try to keep as many of them behind bars as you can for the safety of all the rest of us. We appreciate it.
We're doing the best we can, Howie. Thanks so much. Have
thanks.
A great day.
Thanks. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Meanwhile, legislators everywhere have their priorities in order here during this national emergency in Massachusetts. Lawmakers urge Governor Charlie Parker to reconsider marijuana shops closure. They don't care about the gun ranges. They don't care about the golf courses. Open up the weed emporiums. First things first. Governor Parker, he'll take it under advisement. That's what Joe Biden calls him, by the way. His real name is Charlie Baker. We call him Tall Duvall, but Joe Biden calls him Charlie Parker. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Howie. How's everybody doing?
Good.
I had two quick questions. If Biden doesn't get to the 1,900 points or whatever he needs, what would happen?
Delegates.
And do you think that all these poor restaurants and stores will come back after?
Well, number one, I think he's going to be the nominee. I don't think there's any way to stop him now. I think Bernie, you know, is, even though he was just kind of losing, I don't think Biden would have been able to step aside if Bernie was going to step in. They would have propped him up, you know, and now they can set him aside. I don't know. You know, I think it's an open question, Margaret, how many of these restaurants are going to come back. The longer this goes on, the fewer of them are going to be able to survive. I mean, I look around and I see some of the places that were running takeout and deliveries in the early days of this thing have now just given up. I mean, you know, Maria's Restaurante in Portland is hanging in there. A lot of them are hanging in there. Zach's Lobster Tails, all of our Cheap Bastard Deal people are hanging in there. But it's tough because they're only getting like 15-20% of the business they used to have. And it's just it's horrible. You work for years, all businesses, all kinds of businesses, whatever they do. I mean, working decades and, you know, taking care of your customers, taking care of your employees, and now everybody is down and out. It's terrible. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe. You there, Joe? No, I guess not. 844-500-4242. Here's another guy. He'll probably be out on the street very soon. Dominican national charged with unlawful reentry following alleged involvement in overdose death. A Dominican national was arrested and charged with one count of unlawful reentry of a deported alien. But I'm sure a judge will let him go any day now. I'm Howie Carr.